You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There has been one wolf hunt in Michigan. That was in 2013 when 22 wolves were killed in the Upper Peninsula. The next year, a federal judge put wolves back on the endangered species list. And since then, lawmakers from Michigan as well as Minnesota and Wisconsin have tried to tack on riders to various bills in Congress to delist the wolves. The moves are backed by farmers who say wolves are preying on their livestock. Well, now a new study indicates those farmers could be contributing to that predation problem by not burying their dead cows. Tyler Petrulia is from the west side of Michigan. He's now a doctoral candidate in wildlife biology at Mississippi State University. He led this study, and he's with us now via Skype. Tyler, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
What led you to this research?
So this research is kind of born out of another study that was occurring in Michigan's western Upper Peninsula, looking at white-tailed deer survival, specifically fawn survival. We had GPS-collared bears, wolves, coyotes, and bobcats in the western half of the Upper Peninsula. So some of the sites that we investigated from these GPS-collared wolves led us to these livestock carcass dumps.
So when you say livestock carcass dumps for non-farmers, what is that?
Usually an area that's located on a farmer's property where they're able to dispose of dead cattle that either are not sold off or they're just sick and they're hard to get rid of.
So well away from where everybody's living, kind of out of sight, out of mind, and dump the carcasses.
Yes, typically they end up, you know, on the back 40 of the property, away from where the cattle are housed or where the dairy is housed.
And that brings us to the 1982 Bodies of Dead Animals Act. How does that fit into this story?
So in Michigan, it is illegal to have an open pit carcass dump. The carcasses have to be buried underground, and if it's near any wellhead, there's specific regulations for the lining that has to be within those areas. But one of the problems is that a lot of these livestock owners and operators either don't know about this or it's just generational where they're continually using these carcass dumps over and over again.
Grandpa did it, Dad did it, I'm doing it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So how do having piles of easily available cow carcasses, how does that impact the wolves and actually the area's whole ecosystem?
We had one area where we knew that livestock carcass dumps existed, and then we had wolves collared in another area where it was absent of livestock carcass dumps. So we were able to compare wolves' behavior. And what we found is that wolves in areas with cattle carcasses and these livestock carcass dumps tend to reduce their range size as compared to wolves feeding on mostly natural forage.
I mean, I guess we could say a wolf is going to wolf, right? I mean, that wolf sees a meal like these cow carcasses left out. That wolf's going to say, well, this is great. I don't have to work for my meal.
Right, exactly. And it's really opportunistic. During the summertime, wolves are rearing pups, and it can be an energetically stressful time. You know, during the wintertime is often the best time for them to be able to catch ungulates like white-tailed deer, and it's a lot easier. But during the summertime, that becomes much harder. So when you have this readily available livestock carcass dump, it's a much easier prey source, and it brings wolves to these areas, and they're spending more time around there. And we see that almost a quarter of their diet was being made up from these livestock carcass dumps when they're available.
And then does that, do you think, translate into the complaint that farmers have who say wolves are preying on my livestock as they press lawmakers to, you know, remove those federal protections and allow wolf hunts?
This is an issue that we have to look more closely into because in some areas, such as Oregon, they have recently found that when they remove these livestock carcass dumps, they were able to decrease wolf depredation in that area. Now, in our study area, we did not actually have any livestock depredation that occurred by our collared wolves while they're feeding on these livestock carcass dumps. So this is an important issue we need to take a little bit closer look at. When these carcass dumps are available, are wolves happy with that and then they don't depredate in the livestock? Mm. But if these carcass dumps are depleted and they're used to feeding on cattle, does that cause more human-wildlife conflict? And that's an important issue, is we have to realize that if we have these food resources out on the landscape, they can modify wolf behavior so they're going to start coming in closer to human establishments, and they're going to start potentially causing human-wildlife conflict.
So what is the takeaway? How might Michiganders work to fix this issue?
Well, first, we have to realize that, indeed, these subsidies do affect wolf behavior, and I think Michigan in general has to work on education. It can be hard to enforce these things because you don't always have people going out to every individual farm and being able to inspect and search for these livestock carcass dumps. And many of these farmers aren't aware that the public act exists, that it's illegal to have an open pit carcass dome. So I think one of the big things to do is we have to educate people in Michigan that having these cattle carcass dumps out can affect a lot of the carnivores in the area, specifically wolves.
So Tyler, based on this initial work you've done, as you say, you kind of fell into this through another study. What questions do you want to answer next?
Well, I think some of the big questions that we can touch on are, what happens when you remove those livestock carcass dumps? You know, are we expecting wolves to go back to consuming natural prey? Or do we have to worry about how wolves are going to respond? And is that going to increase depredation on livestock since they're used to feeding on that?
Tyler Petrulia is a doctoral candidate in wildlife biology at Mississippi State University. He's a native of West Michigan and leader of a study exploring what happens when farmers do not bury dead cows. Tyler, thank you so much for speaking with us and sharing your work with us on Stateside.
Yeah, thank you, Cindy.
And this note, according to the DNR, wolf attacks on livestock in Michigan are down this year. Farmers reported only 6 attacks on livestock and 2 on dogs in 2017. Compare that to 26 total attacks last year and the all-time high 49 attacks that was in 2010.